In Philadelphia, President's Day is a day when students in the region's music programs come together to play and perform. WRTI's Merity Duddleston has a snapshot of what happens at the Philadelphia Festival of Young Musicians.
It's not likely that most of us will be able to say we've actually performed on the stage of the Kimmel Center's Verizon Hall. But over the past 3 years, the Philadelphia Festival of Young Musicians has expanded in every way, including a move from Girls High to the famed hall this year, where Leo Kwakman, assistant conductor of the Philadelphia Orchestra, was on the podium for part of the program.
Today is the first time that they all come together. So they have to get used to people sitting next to them and how to react to them. All of that actually is what we do in professional orchestras as well.
There's no lack of enthusiasm when around 200 kids from 13 of the region's youth music programs, both established and new ones, get to work together. Raina Cohen is an alto in the Pennsylvania Girl Choir.
There are these moments where you look around while you're singing and everyone's moving and they're jamming out, and that's when you realize, wow, like, this is why I'm doing this.
It's a chance to make a lasting impression on the third through sixth graders. Amaya Tucker plays violin in the Musicopia String Orchestra.
I think it's very important, honestly, because it's another way to explore music and violin, and there's a lot of really good coaches here, and you can really learn something from them.
One of the performers practicing his part in Warrior Legacy is Alex Steckety, who's in the string project at Temple Music Prep.
I play the cello. It's pretty cool to be in the Kimmel Center playing on stage.
And so Alex, like the other students who spent a day off from school at the Philadelphia Festival of Young Musicians, practiced in advance to get there.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.